It is Tuesday, July 17, 2018. It is 5:02 p.m. This is the Finance and Audit Committee meeting. Let's stand and do the Pledge of Allegiance. Yes, just because you're so happy.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, and I turn it over to Ellie.
So Director Wargo?
Here.
And Director Israel?
Here.
So I'll read over the accountant's notes.
There we go, she put the 100%.
Yes. So first of all, we'll turn back to the balance sheet. Should be the last two pages of the in your packet. So line item 8 and line item 10, total checking savings and LAIF. The district's combined cash and LAIF balance is about $816,000. If you turn to the last page of the balance sheet, line item 57, the district's total liabilities are approximately $1.25 million. So then we'll turn back to the profit and loss budget report. And you'll notice that there's 100% under the year to date. That's to give us an idea of where we are. Because of the June end, that fiscal year is completed. So it's the completion of the year. Right. So let's look at line item 15, standby fees, tax revenue. The bulk of these receipts often occur around January and April and can occasionally cause year-to-date to trend slightly over or under budget. It's just on the timing. Collections in fiscal year 2017-2018 are larger than the conservative amount budgeted for the year at 107%. So we were trying to be conservative and say, okay, we think it's going to be about this much. We didn't want to over budget, but it did come out a little bit over than what we had anticipated. Next, we'll go to line item 19, cell tower lease income. The account was budgeted for conservatively. Year to date is over budget due to the greater tower lease revenues than expected. So we received slightly more than we thought we would. Down to line item 21, interest income. Year-to-date is over budget due to receiving higher interest rates than anticipated on funds held in LAIF. I think a small portion of that was because the board did authorize us to transfer some money to the LAIF account, which is like the district savings account or reserve account. So that definitely helped too. Next, we'll turn to the second page of the profit and loss report. Line item 48, utilities wells. Year to date is over budget due to higher electricity usage for pumping to facilitate increased water consumption. Part of it is because we have begun a hot summer, so we're having to pump more water into the tanks so that way we can ensure everyone has water. Next, we'll go down to line item 71, leases and rents. Year to date is over budget just due to rounding in the budget. So it's a rounding item there. Next would be line item 80, temporary labor. Year to date is at 94% due to an interview panel services for the new field crew worker position and preparation of a 2017 consumer confidence report. That consumer confidence report, I think that was sent out around April. That's required by law that we need to send that each year. Line item 86, website support. Year to date is over budget due to an unexpected 3-year website domain renewal. So for the next 3 years though, the domain renewal, you should see a decrease in cost there. We'll turn to the next page of the profit and loss report. Line 93, vehicle fuel. Year to date is trending over budget due to a higher than due to higher than expected fuel costs. And then the last two, we'll look at line item 121, the Sigma GSA. Year to date is over budget due to higher than expected engineering costs for the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act and the Integrated Regional Water Management, or the IRWIM. These engineering services are likely to continue to trend high until the district is in compliance with the Sigma and the IRWIM. And then last, but definitely not least, line item 122, net income and loss. As of June 30th, the fiscal year-to-date net income is at about $40,000. The district had originally budgeted a loss for $215,000, so we've definitely gone in the good swing.
Question on 105.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, are you done?
Yes.
Why is the DHPO interest expense higher?
Her note is that it's slightly over budget due to a difference in interest calculations used for the budget. So it looks like a calculation thing.
So did she fix that calculation error in our new budget?
I'm not sure. This, I'm assuming, since when the new budget was prepared, we were going off of our previous budget.
Can we ever check that calculation on the new budget?
We can, but if we were to change the new budget, we'd have to amend it. So, yeah.
I'd rather do that than have to be over budget on it.
Yeah, I would too. So, I think you just ask her that question.
Okay.
What about equipment rental? Almost 200% over.
Which line item?
97?
So there was a Bonita repair, and we had to rent out traffic control signs, according to our notes. The Bonita repair, I can't remember if it was a mainline repair or something with one of the vaults.
Is that where they were trying on Bonita? Bonita and Orange?
There might be a vault over there, like a pressure reduction vault. I'm not sure, but I think it was a big item they had to repair, and so we needed to get the appropriate traffic control equipment and everything. It wasn't anticipated, that's why it's over budget. Any other questions?
What line is director fees on?
Twenty-six.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you have a question on it?
No, I just wanted to see that.
So we try to budget conservatively. So for example, the operating income, we might budget slightly under because we're trying to be conservative with it. We don't want to over anticipate that we'll receive money. And then the same with the expenses. We try to be conservative. We'd rather over budget slightly for the expenses to be prepared for it.
So where did we get all the extra income from? Where did we get the...
Well, for example, the director fees,
we anticipated
about 40, a little under 40% more than it really was. It's an accumulation of multiple items. Workers' comp, we thought it would be more than it actually was. No. Some of the contractor fees we thought would be higher, and they weren't. SCADA, we anticipated more expenses for SCADA, for example, than it actually was. So it's really a combination of multiple line items that made it work. And then we were also fortunate that we didn't have one after another of emergency repairs. So.
Can we talk to her about what it would take? Can we double maybe our payments on the DHPO interest? Like, can we double our payments on that payment since we're doing that? I guess.
gonna work more on paying off our debt now that we're doing better.
You're talking about
now we've seen, yeah.
The Zion loan?
Not the Zion loan, but the one for DHPO.
Which line item are you looking at?
Well, that's 105 is just the interest on that. But where's the desert? Like, because we owe them money, right?
No, we do not owe Desert Hills Premium Outlets.
Did we pay that all off?
We purchased a loan, or I'm sorry, we obtained a loan to purchase the system, but we do not owe Desert Hills Premium Outlets.
We messed up though. Remember, there was.
Yeah, we did not. We did not take a loan for that.
Yeah, we paid that just strictly out.
The only loans you'll notice are on the balance sheet. On the second page of the balance sheet. So we have that DWR loan, the Zion's Bank loan, and that RCEDA loan. It's an interest-free loan that we've had since the 90s. But it was supposed to be paid off through connection fees. That never occurred. So we're in the process of trying to get a termination date on that contract. It looks like we may not have to pay that back, but it just depends on the county. So the only two loans,
put some legal money into that.
The only two loans that the district has currently really are the DWR loan and the Zion's Bank loan.
What's the DWR loan for?
It's an older loan. And I think it was for water improvement projects, for water line construction. I'm not really sure, but we can look that up.
And the Zion Bank is not for the property, please.
The Zion's Bank was for... No, the Zion's Bank was taken when we acquired the Desert Hills Premium Outlets. The interest rate on the Zion's Bank loan was much lower. We used to have two DWR loans. So we used the Zion's Bank loan to pay off one of those DWR loans, which had a higher interest rate. And then the rest of the Zion's Bank funding was used for the acquisition and the interconnection of Desert Hills Premium Outlets. So we had to tie Desert Hills lines into our main lines, including their tank and their wells. So that's what the Zion's Bank loan was used for.
How about next water meeting next month? If you can, in just a small information on each loan we have.
It's also in the audited financial statements. So if you want, I can pull those. I can pull last year's and it gives a summary on them.
But I think it'd be good for the other directors too. Yeah. To know what loans we still have.
Yeah, because that way, if you need to, you can bring it
to
the board.
Do you have that? Can we go over that from meetings? Isn't there in the regular board meeting, don't we go over the finance and audit?
Yeah.
Do we say anything?
We don't say anything, we just approve the minutes from it. Okay.
You can make a mention of it though to the board if you feel you need to.
Yeah, I think we should.
Do you have that documentation?
I have the audit.
Well, I don't know you have it. So
yeah, but that way it's in the minutes and we can have it, you know, if we decide. Well, look, we're doing so well, let's try and pay this one off.
The other thing to keep in mind is, I agree, you do want to pay the loans off, but you also want to build your reserve funds.
Right, yeah.
So.
We're not right now, but yeah.
Yeah, but it'd be good to have the information out for us.
After the finalized audit each year, also, we typically provide the board members a copy of the audited financial statements, and it is in there. It's also online, so if you guys...
Okay, so we'll look at it. Okay.
Right, anything else?
So it is 5:16. We're going to... What is it? Reset this part?
Yeah.
Adjourn this part to sign checks.